Hello? Hello? I could hear the commotion outside. Are you here to rescue me? Oh, thank God. I was really, really worried what the Dark Mage wanted from me, but he won't be bothering anyone anymore, right? Thank you. Thank you so much for coming to my aid, brave knight. The kingdom is truly blessed to have a hero like yourself tread upon it. I'm afraid that there isn't much I can give you for your heroism. Although, if I may ask you to remove your helmet? Oh. Excuse me for my outburst, it's just... You're much more handsome than the other gentleman I've ever laid eyes upon. Tell me, Sir Knight, of which kingdom are you, Prince? Oh, I'm sorry. Do you mean to tell me that with a face as handsome as yours and heart as courageous, you're the son of a chicken farmer? From my kingdom? I apologize. I never imagined a peasant could be this, attractive. With your sharp eyes and your long, auburn hair. Anyway, I was saying I must reward you for your troubles. No, I insist. For a chicken farmer, you smell ever so good. When you escort me back to the castle, I will make sure that you receive only the highest honors. My hero. Well, there is one thing I could give you. I overheard some maids in my court gossiping about the things they had done with some of the men in town. About a special kind of kiss down there. Yes? Okay. Let us just quickly remove your tunic. Oh, goodness, that is... I mean, I of course have been educated in the facts of life. I had no idea that men's parts were so big. Is this really supposed to fit inside? Oh my, it's throbbing hard. What should I do? Put it in my mouth? But will it fit? Of course, Sir Knight, I'll try. Doing it right? Does that feel good? My hero deserves to be fully satisfied. Oh. I'm sorry. I'm probably not as good as the girls in the village. Ah? You've never done this before either? I would have thought that with a face as handsome as yours, you'd have laid with many young ladies. Oh, please don't be embarrassed. It's just, I can't believe I'm the first woman to have laid eyes on your large manhood. It's so big and hard. Listen, what if I... Oh, goodness, this is embarrassing. Would you like to put it in me? I mean, not the whole thing, though. Not enough to deflower me, but the tip, maybe? You mustn't read a word of this to anyone, though. Understand? My father knew I had allowed a man between my legs. This would be our little secret, right? Alright. Let me just remove my skirts. Ah! Don't stare. Yes, this is what unclothed woman looks like. Thank you. You're very kind. You're very attractive yourself. Now just lay down here on this hay and you come over here and spread my legs. Yes, just like that. Please don't stare, just please be gentle with me. Oh, goddess, that is big. Here, my entrance is here. If you just no, just the head of it already inside me is just yes, I'm all right. You can start to move now a little bit if you want. I'm tight. Is that a good thing? I see. Well, then thank you, my hero, my knight. Could you perhaps move a little faster? Yes, please. Faster, more. Please. Faster, please, I need more. Oh, God. Oh, you're so deep. Oh. More. More, please. Please, ravage me. Make me yours, my hero. Please. Please. Oh, fuck me harder, please. You're coming? What's that? Is that? Oh, I feel it. Oh, God, you're shooting inside me. Was awe-inspiring, my knight. I hope that was reward enough for you having saved my life. When we get back to the castle, I'll make sure to put you in for a knighthood. That means we can see each other every day.